Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Shameless Sophie podcast and Happy New Year. I haven't actually been on podcasting? I have been on podcasting because I have another podcast. If you didn't see a few weeks back, I have launched a brand new podcast with two of my business partners, Maggie and Carly, and they have been on the podcast multiple times, on this podcast multiple times, so you'll probably be familiar with their voices. But we launched our brand new Divine Gossip Girls podcast in December, so things have been a lot crazier. I haven't been able to give a lot of my energy to this podcast as much as I normally would. So hi, welcome to 2024. I'm super excited that you're here. Happy New Year. How are you all? How is your new year? How is your holidays? How is your Christmas? For me, it's been crazy, and I'm excited to sit down and record a solo episode with you guys, be here with you, and give you some words of wisdom, words of encouragement, words of empowerment to kick off the new year with. Because obviously in December we launched the Divine Gossip Girls podcast. I was in Copenhagen, I fell unwell, and then it was Christmas, and then it was New Year's, and then I launched the new tier to my True Alignment Portal, heart-centered leader tier, the business tier inside of my membership, and then we launched Aura Elevation, Ground Your Magic. So there's just been so much magic happening, so much things happening. So I'm so grateful that I can sit down here and be like, okay, Shameless Sophie podcast time. And I know that there's so many podcast episodes on this podcast already, because we are entering, I think, the fourth year of podcasting on this podcast. So give us a little round of applause that we have stayed consistent and committed to this project for like 3 years. It'll be 3 years, I'm sure, in April time coming, and then we'll be entering our fourth year. So thank you for being here. Thank you if you've been listening since day one. If not, still thank you for being here. I'm excited for the next 3 years, because this is a project that I'm fully committed to. I'm fully committed to growing and expanding and giving my heart and soul to the rest of time. But thank you for being here. But one last thing I wanted to say before we dive into this episode is, because of a lot of the things that's going on, I have my membership, I have different collaborations, I have my other podcast, and obviously, like I said, I want to continue committing to the Shameless Sophie podcast, but to honour my energy and honour everything else that's going on, and also still be able to stay consistent with this podcast, I am going to be dropping down to bi-weekly episodes inside of this podcast, okay? Please don't cry. Please don't be mad. But I'm dropping down to bi-weekly just to give us a little bit of space. And obviously you can go over to the Divine Gossip Girls podcast as well, because we drop an episode over there every single Sunday. So you're not really missing out, because there's just so much more magic happening anyway. So it's just to give us, not to overwhelm all of us, and to create a bit more space in 2024. So the Shameless Sophie podcast will go down to bi-weekly episodes, and we'll still be having guests on. You'll still be having solo episodes like we're going to dive in today. And yeah, you'll still be receiving all the magic. So just wanted to let you guys know everything that was kind of going on, where I've been, and that I'm happy to really be back in the seat and speaking to you today. So I just want you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath with me, let go, release, and just breathe and arrive to this space, arrive to this podcast episode today. Maybe you want to give a little shake of your hands, do whatever you need to do just to arrive to this space. And I want you just to reflect with me one thing that you're proud of in 2023, because this is the first time I've really chatted with you. I know that we had a episode with Erica where we really looked at like telling the truth on 2023, and we chatted about that. And then last week, or 2 weeks ago, I gave you the most played episode inside of the Shameless Sophie podcast in 2023. So this is really the first episode that I'm giving you live in 2024. So I really want just to take a moment with me to reflect on one thing that you're proud of in 2023. Just taking a deep breath and allowing yourself, maybe it's that you survived it, or maybe you started your business, or maybe you committed more to yourself, or maybe you went solo traveling, whatever it is, big or small. What are you proud of in 2023? And what's one thing that you're grateful for in this moment? What's one thing that you're grateful for in this moment? I'm grateful for the abundance of opportunities and projects that I keep aligning with, that I have in my hands, in my heart. And I'm grateful for the conversation we're about to have, because it's all about relaxing to allow yourself to receive, because, well, I'll dive deeper into it. I'm not going to go off on a tangent. Let's stay on course, Sophie, stay on course. So, one thing that you're proud of in 2023, one thing you're grateful for in this moment, and one thing you're setting the intention for in 2024. So I want you just to do a little bit of reflection with me, and if you want to DM me at _ShamusSophie on Instagram and let me know, I would love to know what you're proud of, what you're grateful for, and what you're setting your intention for in 2024. If you want to write them in your notes app, you want to say them out loud with me right now, I am setting the intention in 2024 to do more travel, to experience more in-person connections and opportunities, to grow my membership, to connect with more clients and community members and support them on a deeper level. I know that was so many, but just giving you some ideas of what mine are. So that was just a little exercise I wanted to do with you guys, because obviously it's a new year. I've not really spoken to you other than if you were in one of my workshops, or if I've been connecting with you in other ways. But I haven't been on the podcast, so I just wanted to do that little exercise with you. So I hope that that helped shift some energy and, yeah, let you create that space for some reflection today. So what I wanted to dive into in this episode is, what energy are you embodying in 2024? And the first sentence of, the more you relax, the easier you receive. And the reason I really, really want to look at this conversation is because I've been having so many conversations with clients, with friends, with myself around this. And I feel like what the energy was like in 2023 was pretty heavy. It was pretty heavy. People, we were holding a lot, we were pushing a lot, we were fighting a lot with ourselves. Like, there was just a lot of like heavier energies. And I felt it. I really, really felt it as well. And I think what I am guiding myself to and guiding others to is allowing ourselves to relax, allowing our nervous systems to relax, allowing ourselves to relax into our potential instead of fighting it, allowing ourselves to relax into our path instead of being so scared of it, allowing ourselves to relax into our desires instead of pushing them away, instead of feeling them, you know. So I was having a client session the other day, and one of my clients brought this conversation to the table too, which I've been having so many of similar ones, is that she's been attracting so much, and she's moved country, and she's now matched her like old job income to her business income, and there's that, her nervous system feels scared, like it feels really scared because it doesn't feel fully safe in this abundance, you know. And that's what I mean about allowing ourselves to relax, allowing our nervous systems to relax, so that we can receive from a more loving, healing, expansive, like regulating way. Do you know what I mean? Instead of like fearing it or having it and sabotaging it because we feel like we don't trust ourselves to hold it, or we don't feel enough, or yeah, we feel judged, or we don't feel accepted, so we sabotage ourselves and throw it all away or repel it. And honestly, this is actually what this round of Aura Elevation, Ground Your Magic, this 3-week energy reset experience with myself, Maggie and Carly. And if you're listening to this in real time, I really do invite you to come into this experience, into this space, because if you are listening to this and you've come to this conversation, then you are meant to be in this opportunity, because what this water theme of Ground Your Magic is all about is allowing ourselves to ground our body, ground our nervous system into ourselves, into our own energy, and expand into it, you know, instead of being so dysregulated, being so scared of our own energy, of our own potential, of our like abundance, you know. So we're taking you through like a full chakra cleanse, where we ground into each chakra and also expand into it as well. So a challenge for grounding and a challenge for expanding into each chakra. So I just wanted to put that out there, because it actually is super, super aligned with this concept of allowing yourself to relax your body, relax your energy, so that you can expand, so that you can receive, so that you can rise into your full potential. And removing the need to push so hard, removing the need to resist and fight against your desires and potential. And this is something that I am guilty of too, and I'm constantly rewiring and constantly coming back to. Like, I actually wrote in my journal this morning, like, it's safe for me to stop resisting my own potential. Stop being so scared of your own potential. It is safe for you to rise. It is safe for your nervous system to expand. It is safe for you to receive abundance from a more regulated, safe, relaxing state of being. And instead, like, letting go, removing this need to try so hard, removing the need to attach like stress, pressure, heavy energy towards achieving your desires, towards receiving abundance. And instead, reprogramming your nervous system, reprogramming your subconscious mind to attach ease, relaxation towards receiving. Because the more that you allow yourself to receive, the relax, the easier you receive. The more that your nervous system is calm and regulated, the easier you get to receive and hold this abundance, your potential, because you see clearly. You're more expanded, you're more calm in your being. Removing the need to hustle to the point of burnout. Removing the need, the fear of abundance, and relaxing into abundance, relaxing into your body, and allowing your body to feel safe to receive. And this is a lot of the work that I've been like diving deeper into, and I want to expand on, and I want to keep like guiding people through as well, as I guide myself through it, is like working with the body and not just like the mind, because obviously the body is connected to the subconscious mind and the nervous system. And if we can heal on a body level, on a somatic level, through subconscious healing and nervous system regulation, like, that is when your nervous system can expand, your subconscious mind can expand, and you're able to rise again into your full potential. You're able to receive with ease. You no longer sabotage your desires and your success and your potential, because your nervous system is relaxed, your body is relaxed. And I went through the hurdles with this like last year and the year before, especially 2022 and last year as well. Like, I was taken through like situations that were really fucking dysregulating for me, like to the point where I'd be up at night crying, like so, so upset, so dysregulated, so scared. And it took that for me to understand the power and the importance of working with your nervous system and working with your energy and regulating your energy, regulating your nervous system, relaxing your body, working with your body, tapping into your body. And that's why I use tools like EFT tapping and dancing and meditation and embodiment flows, so that we can get out of the head, get out of the ego, put the ego to the side, and tap into the body. And I've got an abundance of podcasts already around this kind of topic. I know that the episode that I put out the first week of January was all about becoming a regulated pattern breaker with Zoe, and we spoke a lot about nervous system regulation there, and I speak a lot about that now because it's something that I moved through personally in 2022 and also last year as well, to a point where I was forced to really, really hone in on that kind of work. And it now makes sense because I now get to be the embodiment of it, you know? I get to be the embodiment of, like, what dysregulation really fucking feels like as an entrepreneur, but as just, like, a human as well. So what I want you to do is I want you to just take another deep breath in. And if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But if you can, I invite you to close down your eyes, or even just like a little kind of gaze. And I want you just to put your hands on your heart, if that's safe for you to do so. And I want you just to take a deep breath in and a long exhale out. Start tapping into your body. And I want you just to ask yourself, like, how are you feeling in this moment? How are you feeling in this moment? And where are you holding on to unsafety in your body? Where are you holding on to unsafety in your body, in your path, in your desires, in your business? And where does that unsafety stem from? Where's that coming from? Just creating the space to bring this to the surface. Looking at it in this safe space with me. Maybe you say aloud, maybe you write it down. Where are you feeling unsafe in yourself? Where's that stemming from? I want you to breathe into the spaces within your body that are holding on to this unsafety, and just give them a bit of love. Just give them a bit of love. And I want you to repeat out loud, I forgive myself for any unsafety and disempowering energy that I have held on to. And I choose to let it go now. Maybe you want to tap on your heart center as you say this. I forgive myself for any unsafety and disempowering energy that I've held on to. And I let it go now. It is safe for me to tap into my body. It is safe for me to tap into myself. It is safe for me to receive. It is safe for me to shine. It is safe for me to shine. It is safe for me to relax. I allow my nervous system to relax. I allow my subconscious mind to shift into a more empowering way of thinking. I am safe. I am supported. And I choose to trust that I get to relax and I get to receive with ease. More moving forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just felt called to lead you through that there. And I want you just to take a deep breath in, breathe in those words. Feeling a bit more safer in your body, giving your hands a little shake. And I invite you moving forward into this year and taking this as your sign, taking this as your opportunity to start connecting more with your nervous system, with your body, with how, pardon me, with how you're feeling on a somatic level, on a body level, and working with your body, putting your ego to the side, coming out of your mind and tapping into your body, whether it's using EFT tappings in my membership, if you're a part of my membership, whether you're using EFT tappings on my Instagram live, whether you're joining Aura Elevation, whatever you're doing, dancing, whatever you're doing, start tapping into your body. Start creating space to relax more and start shifting and healing your nervous system and your subconscious mind to attach relaxation to receiving, to attach relaxation with abundance and knowing that you get to be in abundance. Removing the fear of judgment, removing the fear of being able to trust yourself to hold abundance, and knowing that you're safe, you're supported, and you have everything within you to know what's best for you. And this is the energy that we are embodying in 2024. Safety within our body, expansion within our body, expansion and safety, like infusing them together. A high vibrational safety. High vibrational safety. I'm actually doing a high vibrational safety workshop inside of Aura Elevation. So inside of Aura Elevation, Maggie is doing a past life regression, Carly's doing a Reiki healing circle, and I'm doing a high vibrational safety workshop on top of all the other daily rituals and practices that you get access to, like tap-ins and meditations and workbooks, journal exercises, different things like that. So if you want to jump into Aura Elevation, and we start on, where do we start? We start on Tuesday the 23rd of January is Aura Welcome Ceremony, and the first challenge is Wednesday the 24th of January, and it's for 3 weeks. So if you want to jump into Aura Elevation and embody this energy of grounding into your magic, relaxing to receive, rooting to rise, and tapping into your body to feel that high vibrational safety to expand, to receive, to know that you're fully capable and worthy of holding abundance, holding success, holding expansion on a full body level, we would love to have you there. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes because it is only $49 for a three week experience with three spiritual practitioners. It is mind-blowing. It is literally the lowest thing in the market right now, the lowest offer like this in the coaching space. So this really is your ticket to do that deeper healing and deeper growth to step into 2024 with. So if you have any questions, please send me a message on Instagram, and you can just send me the message Aura Elevation and we can have a chat about any questions you have, or you can just jump in and save your spot with the link in the bio. But thank you for joining me for our first solo episode of 2024. I know it was short and sweet. I want to make them short and sweet. Hopefully you enjoyed it. It was a channeled conversation there. I just knew I wanted to bring the conversation of relaxing to receive, grounding to expand, and yeah, hopefully you took something away. Take what resonated, leave what doesn't, take the mantras that I took you through, and hopefully I will see you in Aura Elevation. I love you so much, and I'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time. Bye!